From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. New York authorities said Monday they're seeking a 28-year-old man in a bombing in the city that injured 29 people. Police and the FBI released a photo of Ahmed Khan Rahami, a naturalized U.S. citizen of Afghan origin, saying he was wanted for questioning in the explosion Saturday night in the Chelsea neighborhood. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said in U.S. television interviews that the bombing is leaning more in the direction that is a specific act of terror. A second bomb was uncovered by police four blocks away from the original one and defused safely before being sent to the FBI in Virginia for forensic examination. Both bombs were pressure cookers filled with shrapnel and made with flip phones. The UN Emergency Relief Coordinator says he's pained and disappointed that the convoys have not yet been allowed into the Syrian city of Aleppo. Humanitarian deliveries there were one prong of a ceasefire deal reached between the U.S. and Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
There was no official declaration of its fate by early Monday, but with deadly airstrikes on rebel positions in Aleppo Sunday and one by the U.S.-led coalition Saturday that killed dozens of Syrian soldiers, the pact appeared to be unraveling. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien reiterated the world body's demands that it be allowed unimpeded access to deliver supplies and evacuate those in need of critical medical attention. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government for blocking aid deliveries and said Russia must do more to put pressure on him. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. A U.S. air raid has killed eight Afghan policemen in the country's south, according to officials Monday. It's the first apparent friendly fire incident since American forces were granted greater powers to strike at insurgents. The incident occurred on Sunday in the Tali area of Uruzgan province. That's where the Taliban have recently attempted to overrun the capital city of Tarin Kot in a major security breach. A Palestinian shot by police during a stabbing attack against Israeli officers in the West Bank city of Hebron died of his wounds Monday, according to a hospital statement. His accomplice was shot dead on the spot earlier Monday. The statement said the Palestinian was brought to a hospital in critical condition and died of his injuries. He is one of two Palestinians who attempted to stab Israeli border police near the Flashpoint holy site in the city in the occupied West Bank, according to police. Russia's ruling United Russia Party has easily won Sunday's parliamentary election with 54% of the vote. Some analysts see the referendum on President Vladimir Putin's 2018 run for re-election. 9 days after North Korea's latest nuclear test, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts and called for tough new measures to further isolate Pyongyang. The test was North Korea's fifth and largest, along with a series of ballistic missile tests. The North has been criticized for destabilizing regional security. Secretary Kerry expressed a continued willingness to revive dialogue with Pyongyang if it freezes its atomic weapons and ballistic weapons development programs. This is Secretary Kerry.
We have said many times that we are prepared to sit down with the DPRK to deal with the issues of non-aggression, of peace on the Korean Peninsula, of joining the international community, of attracting assistance and economic development, providing North Korea is prepared to talk with the rest of the world about responsible approaches to the question of nuclear weaponry and the nuclear program.
Again, that is Secretary Kerry. The three diplomats said they discussed ways to implement UN Security Council Resolution 2270, which imposed tighter sanctions on North Korea. Wall Street stocks opened higher Monday ahead of highly anticipated meetings with the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Japan. U.S. stocks have been volatile so far in September as Fed officials have sent mixed signals on the likelihood of an interest rate hike. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.